The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome to Hour 2. You got Bradley and Jake. Folks, over the last week, I was actually talking about keys to good government, and we were talking about, because I make reference to Isaiah 30 quite a bit, and I just took a little time to actually make reference to Isaiah 30 again just this last week, and I thought it was really interesting because we talk about grace in the American church. It's basically licentiousness, or it's turned to lasciviousness. Read Jude 1 when he gets in time, but I'm speaking of Isaiah 30 right now. And what's interesting about this is when we get over to false grace, what we see today is that people are taught that the grace of God is a cover-up for their sins rather than an empowerment to overcome it, which worketh by faith, by the way. Faith is what overcomes the world, but grace is a power to restrain and resist and to overcome. It's an empowerment. Webster's 1828. But listen to this and make contrast to the present church today. This is a guy named A.A. Allen. He said, no Christian should make excuses for his, her own imperfections, but should recognize them as failures to keep the command of Christ and to strive earnestly to overcome them. That is grace. Yeah. That is grace.
So we need to overcome.
Yes. He said perfection is the goal. Now, if anybody says makes reference to the word perfection, what do? They have a little bumper sticker on the back of their car. We're not perfect, just forgiven. You have it completely upside down. Again, A.A. Allen goes on. He says, call it what you will, perfection, holiness, entire sanctification. It is not only possible, it is not only our privilege, it is God's command. Of course it's God's command, because he put his son up on the cross to die for the sins of the world. Of course it's going to come across as a commandment. And I'm going to get to the parallel and the natural analogy as to what I'm telling you spiritually right now in just a couple minutes here. But let me go back to Isaiah 30 really quick. He said, woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me, that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin. Now I go over to Galatians 5 again. I understand from Scripture clearly that the grace of God is not to be used as an occasion for the flesh. True that? Yes. He goes on, that walk to go down into Egypt and have not asked at my mouth to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh and to trust in the shadow of Egypt. Okay? Then I go down just a little bit, friends, and what I see is he begins to start talking about the false prophets. God starts to call them a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord, which Christ came to fulfill. He goes on in verse 10, Isaiah 30, which say to the seers, the prophets, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceits. Get out of the way, turn aside out of the path, cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us, God said. Wherefore, thus saith the Holy One of Israel, in response to their disobedience and their rebelliousness, because you despise this word and trust in oppression and perverseness and stay therein, therefore this iniquity shall be to you as a breach ready to fall, swelling out in a high wall, whose breaking cometh suddenly at an instant. So anyways, in making reference to false grace, and I talk about Isaiah 30, there you have it. So let me take you to the natural analogy. Remember, again, Jesus always taught in the natural to give you spiritual analogies so he could teach you spiritual lessons. But what I want to do, friends, today is I want to take you to the natural, and I want to take you to Arlington Cemetery, where men and women in the hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions, have laid it down for you and me. And it's a place, again, called Arlington National Cemetery. Arlington is a place where Custer, George Washington's grandson, wanted to make George a memorial. Matter of fact, it was a potter's field turned into a cemetery where reverence and perfection meet. That's exactly right. Do you remember this, Dick?
Mm-hmm.
It is said that at Arlington, you can almost hear the voices of the past, like it talks about in Genesis 4:1, the voice of thy brother's blood crieth out unto me from the ground. What is the voice saying, America? It's crying out. Make sure the Constitution of the United States remains. That is what we do ratify, say the dead. That's what we did ratify, say the dead. To magnify the document of our forefathers. Hold the government responsible, the wicked in government responsible for the Constitution and forget it not, say the dead. It is also a place of remembrance of the price paid for our freedoms to every American on the behalf of every American. A remembrance to not tolerate in any sense of the word, in any degree, those that play with the American freedoms. It is the most honorable place to be buried and the most sobering. It is the most hallowed ground. It is a pantheon of heroes, a pantheon of tragedies, a place of civil worship, a place of honor to those that paid the ultimate price, their lives and their blood, which sealed the idea of the republic for which it stands and to the remembrance of those defending the idea of our republic. 2 Corinthians 5:14 says, "For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge, that if one died for all, then we're all dead. That he that died for all, that they which live should not live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again." Now, when you get to the tomb of the unknown soldier, you see respect coming from the living for the dead. We're talking about natural military men. The military honors the dead by guarding the tomb with honor, by teaching others to live for what they died for. But what's interesting, friend, is talking of perfection in the natural. Look at the perfection they seek. Before you can become a guard for the tomb of the unknown soldier, you have to earn the tomb badge. And it's a kind of a license to guard the tomb of the unknown. In order to guard the tomb, you must first pass the test. Not everybody can guard the tomb of the unknown soldier.
Enter in at the straight gate.
Amen.
For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many that go therein. But narrow is the way and straight is the way, and few there be that find it. And that's what I get when I watch what these men go through.
It gets better.
To guard the tomb.
Absolutely. Let's go to the uniform. How well prepared is your uniform? Those that guard the tomb of the unknown soldier. Now I speak to the church. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. For church, we guard the tomb of the living Christ, who is no longer on the cross. We follow the resurrected to the glory of the Father. Showing respect for the unknown is in details, back to the natural. 8-hour shoe shines definitely raise the bar. Folks, 8-hour shoe shines before you can guard the tomb of the unknown soldier. That is, if you pass the test. Back to the Bible. Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Back to the natural. Details are so minute that the burning off frayed edges with the lighter elevates a uniform preparations, to a realm where somewhere between art form and obsession come in to play. But folks, I call it love because you honor whom you love. By the way, mistakes on the uniforms are called gigs, not excuses. Any measurement that is off, any piece of the lint that is on the uniform is a gig. To be off 1/64th of an inch is a gig. A button crooked is a gig. A metal not shiny is a gig. He must make sure before guarding the tomb of the unknown that everything he has is ready to go. Again, attention to details is incredible. To be off 1/16th of an inch is too much. You cannot guard the tomb of the unknown. What about you Christians guarding the tomb of the living? Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com. We're going to come right back. We'll take some phone calls and we'll get back to the tomb of the unknown.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
It's really refreshing that there is a media outlet informing us with truth and providing solutions. And really, above all, Sons of Liberty radio program arms all of its listeners with the Word of God Thank you for giving us content rather than the drab spiel that we receive on so many radio programs out there. There's true content and God's word that backs everything up. I just really appreciate it.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Oh.
That's funny. I can't see the screen, guys. Thank you. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. We got Barry calling. Welcome to the show, my friend. How are you?
Bradley, thank you. You know, I have been listening to you guys and encouraged. I have a constitutional pastor. My wife and I will travel an hour down to Greeley, Colorado. We have a pastor that he is constitutional. I used to be so much in end times of not doing nothing, and God has totally turned my heart around. I am the doer. I am actually calling the radio station, and I'm doing things, and I'm actually encouraged by what you're doing.
Well, amen.
That's awesome.
Jake, there's your compliment.
Thank
you,
Barry. Nice job.
Calling out of Wyoming, by the way. Hey, I got a quick question for you. How's the weather there right now?
We're about 92 right now.
Nice.
You know, you're not, for work out there, you're not a smoke jumper, are you?
No. Actually, I'm actually, today I'm cleaning out the fish tank, so.
Nice.
Okay.
Fishers of men during the week and cleaning out the tank on the weekends.
That's right. You know, and, you know, I guess, you know, if nothing else, all I can say is that, you know, I'll take you guys to work and I'll listen to you because I work when you're on. And it just encourages me when everyone else has secular music on, I'm being encouraged by the word and I'm being encouraged inside to take a stand for God in ways I've never done before.
Amen. That's awesome, brother. Get that fire out there. What else are you doing?
Well, if I may share, I actually have my own radio show, too. So I actually mentioned stuff.
Well done.
Yes.
Well done.
Yeah,
so you're taking the talents God has given you, and you're applying them, brother. Way to go.
I am. And you know what? I can't encourage you more for what you're doing. I know that every person that calls in, you're touching 1,000 more people. I know you are.
Amen. Amen. Well, it is encouraging when people take that fire and they go plant that fire, even in Wyoming, Barry. So you must be close to Colorado. That's where you go to church, huh?
Yes.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. And you married? You got kids?
We got 2 kids and two dogs.
Very good. So you got your kids. You're training them up in the way that they should go. And when they are old, they will not depart from it.
Well, actually, they're old now, so.
Okay. Well, hopefully they haven't departed.
No, they haven't. Actually, we have a daughter right now in Nepal spreading the gospel.
Oh, amen.
Wow. Awesome.
Amen.
That is great.
All right,
Barry.
Well, we appreciate
Thanks,
your
man.
Phone call, Barry. Steph, you want to pick the lineup?
Hey,
really
Barry too. Yeah, Steph will tell you about the Constitution course we have coming up next week, actually. Our last caller, Chris, just chimed in, and he said, by the way, looking forward to taking the constitutional course and learning more of our Christian principles that helped create the longest-standing constitution in recorded history. Folks, I encourage you to get a part of this. Next Thursday is the first class. It's a 12-week class every Thursday. We also do it on YouTube, so if you do miss one of the classes, you're able to catch the code. We'll send you the video so you can catch up on it. There's a graduation. There's a certificate. Matter of fact, just spent some time with Michael Perutka this past week, who's the one who authored this curriculum. It's fantastic. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, and at the bottom, click on Constitution Course.
Okay, now here is John Wesley. He said, this is the guy that said, either people are going to get saved or they're going to get mad. He said when teaching his evangelistic course, he said, you preach 90% law, 10% grace. Now, of course, because the law is perfect, converting the soul, Psalm 19:7, and you go to Galatians 3:24, and the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith. But speaking of fire, John Wesley's the guy that said, catch on fire and others will love to come watch you burn.
Woo! Yeah. You got to light it up. Yeah. Somebody's got to light
that
fire.
You know what, people, I just got to say this, though. You know when people start getting into the brothers? Oh, yes, brother, sisters. To me, it's just, ugh. You know, I know you're my brother and my sister, but brothers.
I remember a guy like that.
Yes, that's what I was going to. Yeah. Brothers!
Hey, brother.
Oh, it's almost like, nag me, right?
We are brothers. There's just a certain way that some people say it that's kind of like...
Like, lay it in the sky.
That's the way you got to say
it. What's happening with you, brother?
Hey, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Dude.
That's what I like. I can equate... I'm from North Minneapolis, that's so true. I'm used to that kind of stuff.
You part black. I understand it.
No.
You know, I am, too. My mother's in Africa right now. I'm part black. Danny!
And then your dad is Jewish.
He's a lot of other things, yep.
And you got, like, cousins that are Chinese, some Japanese.
I'll take that.
Russian.
I'll look into that.
I mean, we're all
blood,
and all nations are one blood. I get that.
Hey, there is a lot of folks with my last name out on the East Coast. I found out a pastor came up to me and said, brother, there's a lot of them out here, you know. They just dropped the A. But Danny G, man, you know, we're looking at this recommendation.
I thought that was Scottish.
It is.
Yeah.
It's very Scottish. But when they drop the A, then it becomes Irish.
McCulloch.
Yeah.
McCulloch.
That's right.
Right? Remember John Knox?
I'm sorry,
not John Knox, but William Wallace.
Are you related to Braveheart? I probably am, actually. Very famous author.
Okay, I got to get back to this, but go for it, Jake.
There's a couple recommendations on the site, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And one of them is Denny G-Man. He said, love this station. Keep it up, guys. We also were covering a couple issues where we were talking about guns and things like that in the Second Amendment. And this was great because Steve chimed in and said, I say less talk, more Glock. And Leanne, this particular woman.
I got to get to an AR, but go ahead.
Yes.
Are you going to stay at the gun story right now? Or are you going to...
Sure. Well, they're kind of all over the place, but let's do this one, and then we can do the gun comment.
Okay.
Let's talk more about 38 specials. That's my favorite. I wanted a Glock, but chose a 38 special, was afraid of the recoil on the Glock. But after 50 rounds with it, I doubt if it would be worse than a snub nose.
There's nothing like a Glock. There really isn't. They're dangerous, but there's nothing like a Glock.
No safeties on those. I've got, well, I don't have the Glock, but I do deal in the 38, and I'll tell you what, those are great little pieces. Wonderful for your wives. Folks, you need to defend yourselves. It's the Second Amendment.
It looks like something that the sheriff would have had in Mulberry.
I love it.
Remember that
Barney?
Guy? Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Barney.
Well, that's what it is, a sheriff's gun. That's what they used to have. Now you see a lot of Glocks.
Yeah.
40s or 45s.
Yep.
But now, interestingly enough, just this last week, I shot an AR-15.
Hmm?
Oh, my gosh. I can see why corruption in government don't want you to have an AR-15.
Yeah.
Them boys are bad.
Keep that out of the hands of the people.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I can see why. That was 30.
Semi-30.
Yes, it was. Beautiful. It felt great. I started shooting in the trees. That's all I did. Trees started falling over. I couldn't believe it.
It's like a woodchuck was out there.
Totally. It's like, wow. But it was a beautiful gun. It was really nice, and it was built by Bushmaster, this particular AR-15, but it was second to none. I'm impressed.
Awesome.
I'm really impressed. Really was.
So, hey, we love the Constitution, and we believe in our Bill of Rights.
Of course.
There's something called the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
And whether or not.
And so does corruption in government turning the Constitution on its head.
That's why they have to run after it and try to insult it and talk it down and use every opportunity they can to try to eliminate that amendment from you. Jeffrey Gunther stated this. It's nice to finally hear somebody speaking the truth. Kenneth Burkert said, love it. Mark Mason said, love the mission of you guys. Jeff Holloway said, check out Bradley Dean on the Sons of Liberty Radio. Listen to him live or on podcast. Folks, you can podcast
the show.
Jeff's
a really cool guy. Notice he responds quite a bit to people.
He's commenting. Highly recommended for American-loving people, he said. But many folks maybe don't know that you can listen to us on apps. We have the Conservative Radio app that we're on. We're also on TuneIn.com. You can also go to News Talk on iTunes and listen to us there. Or go to our website, and all these things are there. You can see the archives of the shows, too. If you miss one or you're working during the day, you can pick us up afterwards. And you can go 24/7. There's even a phone number that you can call. You have minutes available on your cell phone. You can just literally dial a number and listen to our program. It's 1 hour a day, Monday through Friday, and then 2 hours on Saturday.
Okay, so King David said, perfect that which concerneth me. And the Bible also talks about in Philippians 1 how that we want the perfection of who we are in Christ Jesus. It's a work of the Holy Ghost, friends, and it's real grace. But we're quickened by grace, right? Who's that? That's quickened by grace. Those that are dead in trespasses and sins. And we're talking about the correlation and the contrast between the church in America and those that guard the tomb of the unknown soldier. Because those that guard the tomb of the unknown soldier, the natural man, they seek perfection. Well, the church in America, which is a great, by the way, a great leaven of hypocrisy, friends, and nothing but. But in saying that, when you begin to look at the perfection the church talks about, they got their little bumper stickers where they say, I'm not perfect, just forgiven. Well, they don't understand who they're living for, and they don't understand the power of the Holy Ghost, because being quickened by grace, you're seeking perfection. You're not seeking to blow it. You're seeking to, when your appearing comes, you're seeking to make it the best that you can possibly be with the help of the flesh catching up to grace. So let's turn it around the other way. But let's get back to the soldiers that guard the tomb of the unknown soldier. Mistakes on the uniform are called gigs. If you want to guard the tomb of the unknown soldier, you can have no mistakes, friends. 8-hour shoe shines. Okay? Any measurement that is off, any piece of lint that is on the uniform is a gig if you want to guard the tomb of the unknown soldier. To be off 1/64th of an inch is a gig. You can't have it. A button crooked is a gig. You can't have it. A metal not shiny is a gig. You can't have it. He must make sure before guarding the tomb of the unknown that everything he has is ready to go. Again, attention to details is incredible. By the way, you got to be kidding me.
Ooh.
Perfection is found in what? The details. To be off 1/16th of an inch is too much. And the reason for this occurring is that these soldiers stepping out the door represent 312 million Americans, and saying thank you not only to those that have lost their lives and identities, but also to those who serve their country today. Folks, we're going to come right back to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier and what it takes to guard the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Those that seek perfection, so should the church by grace. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Talking about one of our friends that used to be in the ministry about 10 years ago. He used to pray that the Lord would wake him up.
Yeah, I want to pray early in the morning.
That's
Lord.
Right. So what Help happened me. Is the Lord, well, this is what happened, is a bird started pecking, I believe, on the window every morning at a certain time. And so what he did, the dummy, is he went out and he shot the bird.
Shot him.
It's like, I'm telling you what, when it's spiritual, you can go ahead and shoot away all you want, but or you can fly away and wish that you had wings like a dove, but you ain't going anywhere.
That's right.
So anyways, just
his call. That's his providence.
That's right. So we're talking about making mistakes on the uniforms called gigs. You can't have any if you're going to serve the tomb of the unknown. But according to the church in America, you can go ahead and do what you want to do, and the grace of God is just going to cover you up. And we can have bumper stickers on the back of our car that say, we're not perfect. We're just forgiven. One soldier that guards the tomb of the unknown said, I think we have the right to expect as close to perfection as possible. Remember the motto, where reverence and perfection meet, speaking of Arlington Cemetery. Really? When walking out into the public eye, it is very solemn and intense. And an intense thing to do. It's amazing to look at the tomb. It's amazing stuff these individuals died for. Our country, our freedom, our liberty, said one that guarded the tomb of the unknown soldier. When the kids get off tour buses, they're goofing off loud, cutting up, and making jokes all the way to the tomb of the unknown soldier. One soldier said they watch the changing of the guard, and what happens? When they leave, what are they? The children that were coming up, goofing off, loud, cutting up, and doing all the other good stuff that they like to do, making jokes. He said they watched the changing of the guard, and when they leave, What are they? Totally different people. They leave silent. Why? Because they catch the price for their freedom, for their liberty, for their country, for their family, and first and foremost, for their God. But again, what do you see in the professed church in America today?
Well, you know, the grace of God, you know, it covers me and my sin. I can go ahead and do what I want to do. Jesus died for my sins. I know he did.
How are you living for what he died for, my friends? Because we can see those that guard the tomb of the unknown soldier show more respect for those that have died for their freedoms than the professed church does for the Son of God who died and is alive forevermore.
If you see that the natural analogy of this, like I was talking about the veteran who I just met up in the mountains of Kentucky, and then you go along, and I was at a memorial service not too long ago, and I encourage you folks, go to these. Don't just celebrate Memorial Day. Go to these services and show them your support. There was a kid who was probably 19, 20 years old, and I just said to him, thank you for your service, and he said, I wish I could do more. I mean, that's their heart. That's their heart of love towards. Yep. And I think about, you know, we've talked about this before, too, and I wasn't always a Christian, didn't always walk after the Bible. And I didn't always know about the living God. I understood there was a God, but I'm talking about a living God for real with me, union. And back in the day, when you're living for the world, nobody has to wake you up in the morning to make sure you go see your girlfriend, or you go to this party, or you go to this sports game. Nobody had to do that.
Yeah, like, and you don't go to bed at night. You stay up until the next morning.
You stay on that phone all day, all night long. Why? Because love is attached to it. So love naturally will perfect. And that's what love, that perfect demonstration that Christ gave on the cross. It wasn't a lowered condition of obedience or a lowered condition of love. That was all given to us and our reflection back to that Spirit of Christ. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. And when he puts that love back in your heart, you know who's his and you know who's not his. And you'll also find out very quickly by his chastening hand how much God loves to keep you on the track.
Yeah.
Because he does love as a father. And I know this.
Can I interject something that keep that thought? Because that's good stuff. It's what's interesting about that is I heard a preacher one time say, you know, I'd go to church and everybody could go ahead and do whatever they wanted to do.
Yeah.
And this particular preacher said, I couldn't get away with anything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the one that can't get away with anything is the one that God is
his love
chastising and scourging that he might be that they might be profiteers of his holiness. Hebrews 12. That is the love of God in thy faithfulness that was afflicted me that I might learn thy statutes. It's not the other way around. You have a church today teaching people that you don't have to obey the Spirit of God, and what they do is they equate that to the devil rather than to Jesus Christ. And the love of God, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. Just think about that. As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. That is the love. And that's exactly right. So when that preacher said that, I totally understand it. Matter of fact, I've been chastised so many times that I don't want to do anything to offend him. Because David understood what it was like to be in the Spirit. I told my wife this morning, I said, outside of the Spirit, I'm miserable. Inside of the Spirit, I'm totally aggressive. That's how it should be.
Yeah.
Because our life is in him. Amen.
You're a new creation.
Amen.
I was thinking about, you know, how the way a father trains. And I had a father growing up that trained me in certain things. I just talked to him probably last week or week and a half. And I can literally identify in my life the things that I have prospered at where my father has put his hand in my life and wouldn't let me off. If I wanted to slack or I wanted to let this lie or let this detail alone, no, that wasn't happening. And so I had the opportunity, because I was trained that way and raised that way, to go back and say, thank you for training me in that way, because I see now where I prosper here.
Amen.
It's as a result of that training.
Yeah.
And what is that training, folks? That's love. That's a father saying, no, I want to convey and put into you everything that I have so
That's
then
right.
you can succeed and move on.
You're representing you're representing those that died in the cross of Calvary,
that's right.
and you're alive to him by grace. Are we saved through faith and not of ourselves? Go ahead, get D on the radio really quick. Let him say what he wants to say here really quick. D just got back. This is Jake's little boy. And go ahead, share with us.
Well, at a restaurant in Pennsylvania, I saw a Marine, and I told him thank you, and he said that, he said thank you for saying thank you, and that I made his day, and that is what, and that basically is what you just said.
Amen. It's really true, though, isn't it? Oftentimes, they shake your hand, and they don't want to let your hand go, because they want you to listen to their story, and most people haven't taken the time to thank the veterans, not just with their mouths, but with their actions, 1 John 3:18. And when you do thank them, I'm telling you what, these people will be your best friends.
Yeah.
They'll just hang on to you. Their eyes will well up. They want to tell you everything. And I want to hear it, by the way.
Absolutely. Yeah. On your last column, there was a comment that said, you know, I don't know if any of these kids in this generation, she said, a true patriot, I'd be willing to bet that most the children in this country have never heard of them. It just reminds me, as Dominic was bringing up that story in Pennsylvania. Oh, I remember that. That was at the breakfast. There was my little boy, Joshua. He'll always come up to me whenever there's a veteran in the room, and he'll grab me, like, aggressively. Like, grab my shirt. Dad! What, Josh? There's a veteran. So it's like, that's huge to him. There's a veteran in the building, dude. Yeah. Not like a basketball player, baseball player, football player. He wouldn't even know whoever they are.
Yep.
But it's, Dad, there's a veteran. Yep. Okay, go tell him thank you, honey. And he runs right over there. Thank you, sir, so much.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Those are the heroes.
Yeah. Our heroes back in the 60s, you know, all the way up to the 60s were our veterans.
Yep.
Now our heroes are a bunch of burnt hippies.
Or
Justin Bieber's little naked biscuits.
Yeah.
Like anybody really cares about, right?
I didn't hear about that one.
Oh, it's true.
Charlie Sheen. I mean, I'm thinking of the lowest scum of the earth.
Form of human.
In all of his actions, folks, his outward actions, I'm not demeaning the fact that he is a creation of the Most High God, but all of his actions, and he's set on a pedestal. Like he's something for America to look in and to believe in.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But when your kid can come up to you and say,
it's shameful.
There's a veteran, and then you're talking about Arlington, and this is the extent of which these men say, I want to honor. What does it say? It's almost a possession in their heart. They're almost possessed by it.
Yeah.
Well, folks, get the Holy Ghost, and you'll understand what possession is.
Amen. Where reverence and perfection meet, and it says they're almost obsessed to the point of seeking perfection. That's exactly right. Speaking of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, there was such a point of respect that when these kids, I just gave you the analogy of the kids, when they would come up goofing off loud, cutting up and making jokes all the way around, well, they would leave totally different people because they seen the price paid for their freedoms. So how do you change a people? You bring them to the cross of Jesus Christ in the spiritual. Show them the Christ that died, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us unto God, being quickened by the flesh. I'm sorry, by the spirit. That he bled and died because of our sins to set us free, and that God the Father meets us there and only there. This shows that sin is not to be played with and shows them that they are forgiven at the cost and sacrifice of his son, Jesus Christ. Now, do you understand real grace? Back to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. There was such a point of respect that when those that came up to the Tomb of the Unknown, they would be cutting up or they would be in loud. The guard would stop in front of hundreds of people, point them out, and he would tell them to hold their silence. He said, if not, then remove yourself.
I've seen that a couple times.
Amen. Talk about respect and reverence, folks. And this is for the dead. Scripture tells us those that sin were to rebuke in front of all. Did you know that? Why? Because there's supposed to be such an atmosphere of the fear of God, a love for our God, a filial fear of God. One guard said that the old veterans come up to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier and leave teary-eyed. Why? Because they know the price. They saw their buddies die. They saw the blood that was shed on foreign battles for our Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. They died to uphold the freedoms that nobody else in the world has. Again, one soldier said that getting prepared is rigid, speaking of perfection, to guard the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. He explained that you couldn't back up and do it all again once you make your showing. He said that they have to do it right the very first time. Before they appear before the people, they go through a laser-eyed inspection. The Holy Ghost is given to those that what? Obey, Acts 5. 50 different aspects of their uniform are inspected before they can guard the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. The captain of the guard said that there's a difference between the average soldier in the regiments and the soldiers who volunteer. He said that the soldiers who guard the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier are much more disciplined and a lot more work goes into it. A lot more work is involved in the day-to-day tasks. He said, this is no secret. They also know that once they achieve the absolute perfection and acceptance, if they do not hold up to the standard of what is expected of them to guard the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers, their names can be removed from the wall.
Yep, can lose it.
Oh, once saved, always saved. Once saved, always saved. Really? Can you show me that in Scripture, friends? Yes, if he's the author of your faith, he'll also be the finisher of your faith. But let me ask you something. What does that faith do? What does that faith do? Does it serve God in Christ Jesus, which is the faith of Christ, Galatians 2:21, or does it serve itself in the world? You tell me. Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're going to come back. Phone lines are accessible, friends, 1-877-807-9977.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson, from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake, folks. Last segment, 1-877-807-9977. Thank you for the phone calls. It's your opportunity, my friends. 1-877-807-9977. Talking about those that guard the tomb of the unknown soldier, in contrast with the professed church in America today that says that they're not perfect, just forgiven. And here is the tomb of the unknown soldiers, those that guard it, that are seeking perfection, absolute perfection. Because they know that once they achieve the absolute perfection, by the way, friends, which they're seeking, they only have one opportunity to represent. They can make no mistakes.
It's kind of like a wedding. I mean, I was just speaking to somebody, and this tradition, she said, I earned my white dress. And I, forgive me, but I did not know what that meant. I had no idea. I thought every bride wears a white dress. The white dress signifies purity. In other words, we have abstained from coming together, having sex before we got married. And so that's what that white dress means.
So that's kind of a brash way to say it.
Well, that's the only way I can think of saying it. Because these are the things that I just didn't understand. And when she said that, it brought new meaning. Yes, you keep yourself pure for that appearing that he's talking about right there. When he gets out there to defend the tomb, or to defend, well, you are defending, actually.
You are. You're honoring.
Your gun is ready, and it's ready to go.
You're honoring those that did defend.
That's right.
Yes.
And on top of that, you're willing to defend their honor and their memory. And so when you make your appearing out there, you got to come out there, and you've got to be blameless. You come out there with your slap, you won't even make it, actually. There's such a stringent, you can't even get out the doorway to go defend. Unless you've got all your stuff all done and you pass and things like that. But that's just going on to show on your wedding day, it's the same thing. When Christ came to us, this is the best analogy of it. Christ came and gave his all, absolute dedication, sinless, spotless, and perfect for us, to marry us to the to marry us to himself.
That's right.
To redeem us to the Father. That's the example right there. Why would we want to go any less to represent the same way to our Christ? Of course we wouldn't. That's when the love is working within us. And that's sanctification. That's consecration. And folks, that means coming out from the world. Oftentimes we think, well, you can just be in the world and be with Christ. Well, when you're doing that, it's like this when I talk to the kids about the music that they listen to. So is Jesus going to sit down and headbang with you, listen to Slipknot? Of course not. His presence isn't going to be anywhere near there. There's another presence that will be. It's called a demonic presence.
That's right.
Will he sit down there and listen to Toby Keith with you? Of course he's not going to do that. That's holiness. That's the spirit of holiness. That's offense unto him. That's putting the mud back on that dress. That's not earning the whiteness of your dress. And your love will come through, and it will be conveyed to that spirit of Christ in your conduct.
Beware, I pray thee, of presuming that thou art saved. If thy heart be renewed, if thy hate thy things that thou did once love, and love the things that thou did once hate, if thou hast really repented, if there be a thorough change of mind in thee, if thou be born again, John 3:3, then thou hast reason to rejoice. But if there be no vital change, no inward godliness, if there be no love to God, no prayer, no work of the Holy Spirit, then thy saying, I am saved, is but thy own assertion, and it may delude, but it will not deliver thee. Charles Spurgeon.
That's perfect.
Isn't that awesome?
We can't come up with this.
No.
This is an assurance. I mean,
when you
song,
hear people say, I know, dude, watch out. Watch out. Remember Jesus said to the Pharisees? He said to them, because you say you can see is because you're blind. You're really blind. But those that are blind, they can see. That's somebody that understands the spiritual world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I know I'm saved, I used to hear people say that too.
I can't stand it.
I'm going to go over there and get somebody saved. This is what I do know. My Savior is perfectly capable of saving. So if I have any confidence at all, it's in Christ. It's not in me being anything. It's in Him doing the saving. That's what I would have the full confidence in.
That's what he said he would do, is save us from our sins, not in our sins. Matthew 1:21. Let me go on here just for the sake of time. After the guards do a little mirror time, those that guard the tomb of the unknown soldier, they head out for the guarding of the unknown. They remember that the public will be watching. The world will be watching. Folks, Christians love to be perfected and absorbed into Christ. So he acts out from the heart the same things all the time because he or she wants to please the Lord at all times, no matter what the cost might be. Back to the guards. Those that guard the tomb of the unknown soldier are tested on their posture, their timing, and how they hold their weapons. The men see every aspect of guarding the tomb of the unknown as an offering. To the Christian, it is a work of faith and a labor of love to serve the God of all. To the tomb, guard. The product is military precision. They are part of the honor guard, but taking the extra step always, doing something special and precise that is full labor of love these soldiers bring to the tomb. It is their present. It is their gift. It is their way of saying thank you, gratitude. To whom much has been given, church, much is required, and the same goes for love. They that received much and have been forgiven much, them are the ones that love much. Once they pass the ultimate test, speaking of the tomb of the unknown soldier, they are then entrusted with a task that all see as a sacred honor, a duty that reflects the standard that the entire company seeks to meet. Listen again. A duty that reflects the standard that the entire company seeks to meet. At Arlington, it is where reverence and perfection meet, and so should it be all the more to the church. For again, we serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Friends, we serve the God of the living and not the God of the dead.
If you understand what is being said today, this is for a lot of folks that haven't got the correlation. I can remember when this eye-opening message came to me, to understand that all things that are good, all things that are pure, even in our military, it reflects the Bible and it reflects the love that God has demonstrated in our country. A lot of people talk about, the status worship or troop worship. Listen, we are exalting a sacrifice that men are willing to put their blood on the post for us. Now it's our job and our duty to do our part. And folks, as we do our part as sons and daughters of liberty throughout the country, we just got a wonderful call from a caller in Wyoming. As a matter of fact, he commented again on one of the Facebook posts that we put out there, and he said, wow, I never knew they sang that Onward Christian Soldier. Our pastor sings this in church. That was Barry. Thank you, Barry. As people are finding out more and more, as people are putting their hand to the contagiousness of the fire of the Spirit of Christ in their country, we get to see these testimonies on a daily basis, and we bear fruit unto your account, folks. I encourage you to become a son or daughter of liberty. Go to the website. It's really quick. It's really simple and easy. There's a few different layers of different ways where you can become a son or daughter of liberty. There's the gold membership, the platinum sponsorship, et cetera, et cetera. But becoming that son or daughter of liberty enables us to be able to go throughout the country and to bring this tremendous message which needs to be heard by this country. And folks, our opportunity is right now. We are in a crisis, but we see opportunity. And every time we go out, we bring back that fruit. You can depend upon that. A lot of folks, like, you know, Bradley just posted the other day or last week or 2 weeks ago, maybe it was 3 weeks ago now, Sam Sorbo and Kevin Sorbo had come to Minneapolis. Folks, people are connecting. Leaders are connecting all over the country.
You know him as
Mr. Hercules.
That's right.
There's a picture of it right on the website. People are connecting all across the country saying the same things. Become a part of that. Become a son or daughter of liberty. You can make a donation. You can become a partner on a monthly basis. It's tax deductible for you. So if you're looking for that aspect of it. But no more importantly than even if it isn't tax deductible, it's bearing fruit to the account of our risen Savior. If you're not able to do it, I had a business owner who I just met with a couple days ago. He said, you know, Jake, I'm not able to get out there and do what y'all do, but I can support it. And he put his money where his mouth is because he said, we need to redeem this generation, and I believe in the message. Folks, if you believe it, support it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. It's your opportunity to bear fruit that way as well. Also, become a partner of ours on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook or on Bradley Dean's Facebook. Share these posts. It's important. We also have the constitutional course coming out. This is a way for you to get educated and reinvigorated, set on fire about Christianity and the Constitution, how the two come together. Anytime you get engaged in a discussion of separation of church and state or somebody that you work with says that we're not a Christian nation, you will be emboldened after this 12-week course to be able to blast them with the truth for the right reasons and get them on course too. You can also do this by webcast, so you don't even have to be there in person. And you can catch up on courses because we YouTube them and we can give you private links. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sign up for the Constitution course or become a son or daughter of liberty. It's important and imperative, folks. We don't just discuss about it and say, I want to learn about it more. I got to get back to that sometime. No, do it today. Sign up today. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, like the Facebook pages, and stay engaged, folks. This country is worth it. Posterity is worth it. And they are looking to us to see what we will do, not what we say.
So the message of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier is perfection because of honor unto those that pay the ultimate price for the sacrifice of the freedoms in which we have. When I look at Scripture, that you may approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. You know what he said in verse 9? He said, and this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that you may approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. So, folks, how do you guard the tomb of the Christ Jesus who sits in the heavenly places far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and all things are under his feet? Folks, he's not in the grave. He's alive forevermore. His name is Jesus Christ. So how do you represent the kingdom of God, and what does real grace represent through your walk with Christ?
You'll know it by its demonstration, folks. You know a Christian. You know somebody that loves Christ. You know a man that loves his wife. You know a woman who loves her husband by the demonstration of their actions. And
amen.
Of course, St. Francis always said, it's a common thing that's been stated, go into all the world and preach the gospel if you need to use words. Of course, there's a physical assertion to that.
Well, do it
by your actions.
Written epistles for all men to read.
Right.
I get what he's saying.
And you might be the only Bible somebody reads, folks.
That's right, and that's exactly what Spurgeon said. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Thank you for joining us today. 1 John 3:18, we love you by what we do, not by what we say only. Talk to you.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.